Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we come to one more parable. Again, it's a well-known parable. It's the parable of the lost sheep. I think the first thing to notice in this particular parable in Luke 15 is the context, that there were tax collectors, sinners, people with not much status. They were gathered to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees in the background are muttering away, and they're indicating, how can Jesus welcome sinners and even eat with them? And Jesus is hearing all this. He's not driven by what people say, not at all. He will be led by the Spirit of God. But he takes the opportunity to share this parable about the sheep that was lost. And I believe in many ways it is a response, because the whole criticism of prostitutes and sinners and people who've failed, the whole criticism is really just writing people off and just feeling they're a lost cause and it's totally hopeless. And Jesus, with the parable of the sheep, is saying, actually, everyone is valuable. God doesn't write anyone off. God has not closed the door. God is a God who searches and who loves and who desires to seek that which is lost. And Jesus unfolds the story, this very wonderful story of 100 sheep, and 99 are in a safe place, but one is lost. And we read that Jesus describes a shepherd who is willing to go out and search diligently until he finds the one that is lost. And this is the heart of Jesus, and this has got to be the heart of all of us who love Jesus, to be willing not to be driven by numbers and statistics, but to simply care for people. And people are individuals, and to have a passion, a desire, and a care for one is a very, very precious thing. It's interesting that the shepherd is prepared to leave the sheep that are in the fold and just search diligently for the one that's lost. The description of joyfully putting it upon his shoulder and bringing it home, it's again not just sort of idle words, but this is the heart of the shepherd. Perhaps the sheep that's lost is frightened, perhaps injured in some way, and the sheep is put upon his shoulders, not to mollycoddle it, not to excuse perhaps that it was foolish to go astray, whatever, but it's really just an example of great affection. He is determined, this shepherd, that this sheep comes home. He's not going to let it run away again, and that's why it's upon his shoulders. And again, I like the word joyful, because this isn't a reluctant shepherd who's a bit fed up and maybe the weather's been bad and maybe the terrain was unpleasant. No, he's joyful because the sheep means more to him than that. He's not put off by different things. Sometimes Christians can be easily put off by environmental things. All sorts of things can distract us. And then there is the great desire to share the good news. Rejoice with me, I've found my lost sheep. This individual sheep found is precious enough to share with others the joy of finding it. And then you have that comment, there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Great rejoicing in heaven over one. God is rejoicing over you. And if you're listening today and you don't know Jesus, if you call upon his name, there'll be rejoicing in heaven over you. Let's pause, listen to some worship, and my good friend Patrick will join me to reflect a little bit more on the parable of the lost sheep.
I surrender to everything you are, and I will lay down the things that I desire. And I will offer a living sacrifice to you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me and give me everything you are, and I will lay down the things that I desire, and I will offer a living sacrifice to you. Lord, take all of me, give me all of you. Take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me and give me all of you. Lord, take all of me.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward. I've joined Richard now to look further at the parable of the lost sheep in Luke chapter 15. First thing I notice, Richard, about this is the people who were gathered around him, the tax collectors and sinners. At different times, Jesus talks to different audiences, doesn't it? We've seen him talking to the people at the very top of the religious establishment, the Pharisees, the religious leaders. But here he's talking to people who didn't have a great status in society.
Well, I think that's important to observe, because sometimes people are selective in who they will speak to and who they feel able to witness to. But as God's people, we should be willing to reach out to anybody, however much they're different to us.
This picture of the shepherd, and it's quite a common one, isn't it? You know, you think of Jesus, he says, doesn't he, I'm the good shepherd. The picture of Jesus as a shepherd is very common. Is it an accurate picture? Does it accurately describe the Jesus that we know?
Yes, I believe it does. I mean, there's many references to shepherds. You've got, of course, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
Mm.
And there are a number of other scriptures that talk about the shepherd heart of God and that talk about the need for shepherds of God's people to be like a shepherd in terms of the task at the time. So very quickly, you know, a good shepherd was interested in the protection of the sheep. A good shepherd was interested in the provision for the sheep. You weren't a very good shepherd if you didn't take the sheep somewhere where they could feed. And the good shepherd, as well as protecting and providing for the sheep, would also lead the sheep. You don't let sheep lead themselves. They need to be led. And we're so grateful that Jesus is out there in front before we are. Whatever's coming, he's facing it before we do.
One of the things that does strike me about this particular parable is the sense of the value of the individual, that actually one person is really important. Whereas I would have thought in this day, just as in, you know, so many eras in the past, life was actually very cheap.
Yes, I think that that is a sad reality, that people in some parts of our world are considered expendable. But no, the value placed upon one and the rejoicing over one that comes back to God is very clear in this parable. Perhaps one of the clearest things in the parable. You have parables about the love of God and the kindness of God. But this business of rejoicing over one who repents, it's a special extra brought into this story. It really emphasizes you are important.
So when we look at Jesus as he's sort of represented in this parable, what qualities of Jesus do you think we see?
Well, I think the determination, the desire to go, whatever the danger, and of course Jesus going to the cross was facing immense danger, hatred, and the pain and the suffering of preparation for crucifixion, as well as the crucifixion itself. So we see all that. I think we see, as I commented earlier, the joyfulness that Jesus is so happy to care for us. It's not a reluctant, I suppose I've got to, attitude, but no, I enjoy caring for my sheep, even laying down my life for my sheep. So I think these are some of the things that really show us that Jesus is the Good Shepherd.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.